It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for September 13th of 2024. While we're all in high spirits and filled with even more energy thanks to Kamala Harris's successful debate performance against Dear Leader Trump, let's remember that it's not enough to just vote for Harris and Tim Walz to defeat extreme MAGA white Christian nationalists. You see, in order to affect the changes so desperately needed, we have to ensure that Democrats take over the House of Representatives again and that they keep the U.S. Senate. If Republicans gain control of the Senate, let's say, during a Harris term, then they can block not only all kinds of legislation designed to help people across the country, but they can block any of her federal judicial nominees. And just to paint a starker picture, if somehow Trump wins, Democrats would need to hold the Senate to block him from appointing more extreme MAGA judicial activists to the courts, including the Supreme Court. That's why the Senate race to replace the retiring Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow is key to helping Democrats keep the U.S. Senate. The race to keep the Michigan Senate seat blue is between Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin and Republican Florida Mike Rogers. Now, I've talked a lot about Florida Mike since he left Michigan for a few years to make lots and lots of money in the defense contracting business in Florida, only to come back to Michigan this year and claim that he's always been a Michigander, which is why you must vote for him. Don't forget, at one time, Rogers was also anti-Trump, but that quickly changed as he kissed Dear Leader's ring to gain his endorsement, which he has, and that's how he got to become the Republican nominee for the Senate seat. I mean, that's just one of the many examples of where Florida Mike Rogers exhibited weakness, opportunism, and putting his personal goals above the country. He is the worst of the worst when it comes to politicians. But just when you thought Florida Mike Rogers wasn't capable of doing worse, he did. Bridge Magazine this week released an expose on how Florida Mike played a key part in this nation's opioid crisis, even though he's now campaigning that his time with the FBI gave him the experience to fight the fentanyl crisis. This guy has no shame. You see, as a congressman some 20 years ago, Florida Mike was a big-time advocate for making it easier for people to obtain prescription painkillers. He said that this would help millions of Americans dealing with pain. Well, thanks to Florida Mike, prescriptions soared, but with it, as we know all too well as a country, so did deaths. And Michigan understands that fact all too well, as Bridge Magazine reports that Rogers' home state wasn't spared, with 27,000 people dying from opioids since 2000. That's the equivalent of the city of Hamtramck becoming a cemetery. Since 2021, one Michigander has died every 4 hours from an opioid overdose. But there's something even more disgusting. Florida Mike's concerns for the people, so-called, allowed him to rake in huge sums of campaign cash from drug companies, many of which are now paying billions of dollars in lawsuits due to their role in the opioid epidemic. And back in 2006, the same drug companies declared Florida Mike a champion for their industry. Not a champion for the people, a champion for the pharmaceutical industry. Florida Mike now says it was the doctor's fault for overprescribing, illustrating once again, just like his dear leader does every single day, how these guys never, ever take responsibility for their actions. And remember, they claim to be the party of responsibility. Give me a break. Now in this campaign, Florida Mike says he can better fight against fentanyl traveling across the border, which is rich coming from the guy who contributed to the deaths and the destruction of lives for thousands of Americans. This isn't to say that Florida Mike is the only person to blame for the crisis. Of course not. But what it shows is how quick he's always willing to shill for corporate forces, and then when those forces wreak havoc on the people, he just washes his hands of them and refuses to accept any responsibility for his actions. Michigan deserves better, and so does the rest of the United States, and that is why it is up to we Michiganders to do our part to stop MAGA Republican Florida Mike Rogers from ever gaining that U.S. Senate seat. Contact us at leftoflansing@gmail.com. Follow Left of Lansing on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Subscribe to Left of Lansing where you get your podcast. And don't forget to subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. And of course, visit leftoflansing.com. Take the battle to them.